Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sri Lanka beat the West Indies by 27 runs on the Duckworth Lewis method after the first ICC World 2020 semi-final was curtailed due to rain and hail. At the Shuri Bangla Stadium in Mirpur, the West Indies were placed at 80 for 4 in 13.5 overs when a severe storm arrived to blow them out of the tournament. They were chasing Sri Lanka's score of 160 for 6. Sri Lanka have now become the first team to make it to three ICC World 2020 finals after previous appearances in 2009 and 2012. India will play South Africa in the second semi-final tomorrow. Australia advanced to the final of the ICC Women's World 2020 for the third time in a row after beating the West Indies by 8 runs in the first semi-final. They scored 140 for 5 in their 20 overs before restricting the West Indies to 132 for 4 and setting up a final against either England or South Africa. Australia won the tournament in 2010 and 2012 and they're now chasing a hat-trick. Elsewhere, Pakistan ended the tournament in 7th place by beating Sri Lanka by 14 runs in their positional playoff before Bangladesh beat Ireland by 17 runs to finish in 9th. The Indian Premier League 2014 will see India host 36 regular matches and the playoff week from the 2nd of May, the Indian board has confirmed today. This year's tournament will begin in the United Arab Emirates on the 16th of April to avoid a clash with the general elections this year in India. The franchises will then return to India and play 9 matches in India, with 5 of the 8 teams playing at least 4 games in their home stadiums. To ensure matches can proceed at the same time as the ongoing elections, Chennai Super Kings will play 2 games in Ranchi, Kings 11 Punjab 2 games in Cuttack, and Rajasthan Royals 4 matches in Ahmedabad. There will be no games played on the 1st, the 16th and the 17th of May.